This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And in for Mike today is Tracy Gregoire. Thank you, Tracy.
You're quite welcome. Happy to be here.
Yeah, and Mike is still under the weather, but he assures me that he will be back on Monday. So, listeners, you're listening to 107.7 WTPL. We are in the Concord, Manchester, and the Lakes region, and we are also streaming live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com, which is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And we'd love for you during the show anytime to give us a call, 866-823-1077. We'd love to hear from you. Just, haven't heard of some new places opening up, or maybe a place that you've eaten at, or even a recipe that you may like to share with us. So again, that number is 866-823-1077. And I'd also love for you to like us on Facebook. You can go to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We have some trivia going on right on the website, on the Facebook, and you can win prizes that way as well. So we have a packed show as usual today, Tracy.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, we have comedy cold cuts that'll be coming up.
Always funny to listen to.
Yes, and then the second hour we will be joined with Rick Broussard. He is very funny. He is the editor of New Hampshire Magazine, and he has a lot of things to talk about. He's fun. He's a puppeteer, and he loves New Hampshire, and he's a great guy. So that'll be fun.
That'll be great.
So what have you been up to? I haven't seen you.
I know.
You've been out and about on the town.
I have.
And, you know, we should say thank you or welcome our new sponsor.
Yes, we do. And that's actually one of the things I have been out doing this week. We have a new sponsor. And regardless of the fact that they're a sponsor, I just have to give them a shout out. I found a great new place in Manchester. Took my family to it as well. Puerto Vallarta Mexican Grill. Best little secret in Manchester, I think.
Right.
I had no idea that you are a frequent flyer there.
I am. Daryl and I are very frequent flyers at Puerto Vallarta. And their food is, just authentic, really, really good Mexican food.
Yep. I have to see if I can pronounce this properly. I had the molcajete.
You sound pretty good,
did
Tracy.
You Puerto Vallarta. It's just fun to say.
Did Carlo and Jorge give you lessons?
They did not.
Wow. I am impressed.
Thank you.
So what did you have?
Is amazing. It comes out in this big black stone bowl, and it has shrimp and chicken.
Okay, so you had the seafood one.
Yes.
Daryl and I had
that. But it also has ribeye, which who would have thunk, and it has the ribeye, the flavor was amazing. And it also had chorizo in it.
We've had that one.
The price was amazing. It was enough for my husband and I
to
share.
Yes, for two, definitely.
Oh my goodness. My son got the gigantic, I guess it's called a giant burrito. Ate the entire thing.
Oh my goodness.
Could not believe it. So yeah, welcome to our new sponsor, Puerto Vallarta Mexican Grill.
And they're right over on Second Street.
Yeah. And if you go by, tell them that we sent you.
Definitely. Tell them Food for Thought sent you for sure. Definitely. So that's great. And today's food holiday is
a good one, Carol.
I know. I think they've been a little boring lately, but National Cinnamon Crescent Day.
Mm.
I don't like crescents. Do you like crescents?
Mm, yeah, the crescent
flaky
roll, right?
Yeah,
I like flaky. I do.
See, I don't.
I don't think I've ever had a specific cinnamon croissant.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. It sounds a little strange.
Or croissant.
I don't like croissants. Yeah,
so is it different?
You.
Are they two different things?
That is a good question. I don't know that. But I
love cinnamon. I love cinnamon on just about anything. And it's good for you, too, as well.
Yeah, they say it is. They do say it is. Today's food quote, I do like today's food quote, and it's a quote from Irma Bombeck. Quote, I come from a home where gravy is a beverage.
That is right down my alley.
Right?
Growing up in Oklahoma.
Love gravy.
Gravy on everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yummy.
Yeah, that sounds familiar to me.
And then today in food history, I thought this was actually pretty pretty neat. On this day in 1633, so we're talking quite a few years ago, bananas were supposedly displayed in the shop window of merchant Thomas Johnson. This was the first time the banana had ever been seen in Great Britain. It would be more than 200 years before they were regularly imported. In 1999, listen to this. 1999, remains of a banana were found at a Tudor archaeological site on the banks of the Thames River. This would seem to date it 150 years earlier than Thomas Johnson's banana, a classic food mystery.
Interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
I thought that was kind of interesting. Hmm. Sometimes the food histories they're pretty cool. So that's that.
I do love bananas as well.
I like bananas too. You know what I've been doing, and it's the first time I did this. Somebody, I don't remember who said it to me, but I take bananas when I buy them, and I peel them, and I cut it in half, and I put them in a baggie and throw them in the freezer. And then I put them in my smoothies in the morning.
I do the same thing.
So
yeah.
Cool.
So easy.
It is so easy.
Especially if they're just about to go bad.
Exactly.
Yep, slice them up, throw them in the freezer, and then you have smoothies. I do that all the time. And always have frozen blueberries, and I mix them together.
I do the same thing. I have like a mixture of mangoes, raspberries, and blueberries, and then my banana.
Well, I had some amazing banana bread the other day at a little place that I'm new to as well. I love finding new little places.
Isn't it fun?
The Bake Shop on Kelly Street.
Oh, Bake Shop on Kelly Street. Very good.
Yes, I had a banana bread there that was pretty yummy.
Mm-hmm. They make, dangerous. And they have good beans too.
Mm,
their homemade baked beans are really good. I'm not sure if they have them all the time. I think when she first started, I think she was only having them on Saturdays, but you know, who knows, that might have changed. I haven't been for a little while, but yeah. And there, they also make cronuts. And when they started making
them,
I did see
the sign for that.
When they started making them, they only have them, I think, certain times of the week, maybe Saturdays or Friday. And I even think you have to like place your order because there's a line out the door to get cronuts.
Oh, just like
it's
the
like a limited
other
quantity.
One, quote unquote,
yes.
In New York.
Yes. So kind of interesting.
Yes.
Yes. And let me see. I just want to remind people that this weekend there's a quilting festival going on. It's going on at the Radisson. It started yesterday, and it's going to be today and tomorrow. 10 to 6 today and 10 to 5 tomorrow. Quilting show at the Radisson.
I like to quilt.
I do not quilt, but I do sew. I'm a new sewer. I took lessons over at Martin's, and I still go from time to time on and off. And quilting is something that I would like to get into. But I think, you know, I've done like very little bit with quilting.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the thing that I may not like about it, like I think when you quilt, you have to be like precise. Like
yes.
Everything has to be straight and even and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, but I would like to learn how to quilt. Yeah. So that's that.
So why don't I give a shout out to the rest of our sponsors?
Great idea.
We have Integrity Health Coaching Solutions, Bedford and Lena Dairy, IntegrityFit.com, your coaching solutions company. Belmont Hall and Restaurant, 718 Grove Street in Manchester, belmonthall.net. Top quality foods made fresh for over 50 years. Red Arrow Diners, Manchester, Milford, and now open with drive-thru in Londonderry, redarrowdiner.com. Fallon's Furniture, the official decorator of the Green Room for Food for Thought, and Kalen Company. And New England Coffee, the official coffee for Food for Thought, newenglandcoffee.com. And our newest, Puerto Vallarta Mexican Grill at 865 2nd Street in the Mallard Pond Plaza in Manchester. Puerto Vallarta, the letter M, grill.com.
Perfect.
Check them all out.
Yes, definitely check them out. Do you eat hummus? Do you like hummus?
I love hummus.
I do too.
I bet you like it spicy.
I do, and I have the
Chipotle
hummus right here. I have hummus almost every single day. But there is a safety recall. There's a recall, food safety news. The Sabra, you know the Sabra brand?
Yeah.
There is a recall on 30,000 cases of classic hummus for a possible listeria risk.
Mm-hmm.
So if you Google Sabra recall, you can find the codes. And, you know, the recall products and the codes are all listed there. So
that's good to know.
Yes.
I don't typically buy that one.
You know, I do.
You do.
I do. And I checked it and mine's okay.
Yours okay.
So,
well, thank you. That's good information. That's,
yeah, I kind of think it is. You know, it's important. And the Made in New Hampshire Expo is next week. And the Red Arrow Diner is going to be in it. This is
Excellent.
Our first time that we're in it. And
are you doing pies there, or what are you?
No, we are going to be making, we are going to be serving macaroni and cheese, two different kinds. We're going to have our plain one because the kids usually just like the plain, really. We're going to have our plain macaroni and cheese and I believe our buffalo chicken mac and cheese.
Mm.
And also our famous chili. And then we're also going to be selling our Dinah Fingers.
Nice.
So,
what are the details about that? Where?
It's at the Radisson
as
well, right here on Elm Street. And it goes on, starts Friday, and it goes through Sunday. Friday, it starts at 1 to 8. Saturday is 10 to 8, and Sunday is 10 to 4. So
this starting today? Next weekend.
Next weekend. Next weekend, yes. So
that's good. I have a very busy weekend, and I would like to attend that.
Yeah.
That's next weekend.
Fun. It should be really fun. And, yeah. So I think we'll take a break.
Okay.
We're going to take a break. You're listening to 107.7 FM. You can stream us live also at WTPLFM.com. And we are live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street. And we're going to go on a short break. And when we come back, we're going to try our best to do our comedy cold cuts to Mike Standard. So when we come back, comedy cold cuts. Stay tuned.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
To Food for Thought with Carol and Mike, and in for Mike today is Tracy Gregoire. Mike is still under the weather. Poor guy. As an adult, I don't think I ever had an ear infection. It must be horrible. He ruptured both of his eardrums. Yeah.
Well, that's a big deal.
It is a big deal. It certainly is. So we are going to continue we're going to start our comedy cold cuts. And, you know, with the warm weather that is predicted finally this weekend,
thank God,
right? People are going to be going to ice cream stands like Dairy Queen or whatever. Creamland opened a few weeks ago. Usually when Creamland opens, too, that's like usually the sign of spring. Do you ever notice that? I mean, and they always seem to open pretty early. Mm-hmm. Like they've already been open a couple of weeks.
Do you know I've never been there?
You've never been to Creamland?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
I have a few others that I typically go to, so I should try it.
You should.
Right.
I mean, you know, I like hard ice cream, but I do like soft ice cream. And that's usually, I mean, I don't eat ice cream that often. I mean, I can't.
Especially now. You know, good.
That's right. Being very good. And, but over there, I really do like their soft serve, like, you know, the twirly thing, you know, with some Jimmy's on it. Yum. Very, very good. And, our first comedy cold cut today is with, John Panette, who is a big fan of Dairy Queen. So, John Panette on Dairy Queen. Here we go.
Last October, my manager books me in Phoenix, and I don't do well in the heat. You wouldn't think, but no, I really don't. You can see the nice tan, but I don't do well. Now, I say to my manager, well, in October in Phoenix, isn't it hot? He says, oh, no, it's fall. No, it's not. It's Phoenix. It's Arizona. They don't acknowledge fall. It was the temperature of the sun. And at 7 o'clock in the evening, it was still the temperature of the sun. Who buys a house there? You buy a house and it burns up. Oh, I was not happy. And the guy comes and picks me up at the hotel, and I want to do a good show, and we're driving to the club, and all of a sudden I hear angels, you know? Ha, 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 ha. There's a Dairy Queen around here. There it is! And I told the guy driving, I said, listen, pull over, I'm getting a milkshake, because I've been dieting, but it's 150 degrees, you get a milkshake. Says that in the Weight Watchers manual. And the guy driving looks at me and goes, not now, we have to get to the club. Maybe later. Now, you know that's the wrong answer, don't you? So he wipes the blood from his head. And he says, you know what? I could use a milkshake too. Besides, I'm a little dizzy right now. I really shouldn't be driving. So I go into the Dairy Queen. I figured I'm all set. There's only one guy in line. But it's a very skinny guy. And he's asking questions. At Dairy Queen, what do you have to know? Chocolate, vanilla, you want stuff on it? Get out of the line. He's asking, how big is the small? Is it big?
John Panette on Dairy Queen. Isn't that hilarious?
That's pretty good. I had a whole visual in my head.
Right?
Just then. Yes.
Totally, total visual. So do you like Dairy Queen?
You know what's funny? I actually was driving by there yesterday and thinking, I have not been to Dairy Queen in so long. And I was thinking, that place is still open.
It's true. Well, you know, they have outside seating. That went up last year.
Really?
There's like a little, I mean, they're not probably set up at the moment, but.
So, funny little story about Dairy Queen. Before my husband and I got married, well, before we had kids, and actually before we were married too, and we would go to Dairy Queen and we would get, you know, the blizzard. But we didn't call them blizzards. I don't know why. We called them squishies. Maybe because they make you squishy. I don't know. But to this day, we still call them squishies. So every, like, once every year or more, we're like, oh, let's take the kids and go get a squishy. So that's my Dairy Queen.
That's your Dairy Queen
thing.
Story.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I go by that one on 2nd Street, you know, just because integrity's up there and, mm-hmm. you know, and I kind of live in the area, sort of, kind of. And they're all... I see they have like their digital sign up there, or, you know, and they always have, you know, their new flavors of the blizzards.
Right.
And then, you know, when I think about them, you know, you really just think about going there for ice cream, but, you know, then they'll advertise their flame broiled burgers. Mm-hmm. I mean, have you ever had a burger at Dairy Queen? I don't think I ever have.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Maybe many, many, many years ago when I was a
yeah.
kid.
I do people really eat lunches at Dairy Queen?
Apparently so. Maybe that's why they're still open. Because it's just more than ice cream.
It could be. All right. Well, Dairy Queen. And, you know, drive-thrus are very popular these days. It's almost a must for many restaurants, including the Red Arrow Diner in Londonderry. Drive-thru also invites practical joking. So here is John Reap on drive-thrus.
This should be good.
It should be, shouldn't it? I'm not sure what happened.
I'm from a small town, you know.
Oh, here we go.
If you're from a small town, you got to learn to be entertained by the simple things in life. You know, like the Burger King. And I'm not saying that wrong either. It's not a Burger King, like there might be several. You know, it's the Burger King. We used to terrorize our Burger King, man. We did. I remember one time I went through the drive-thru, and on the menu of the drive-thru, they had a sign up there that said, intercom broke, please drive around. Like, don't we already do that? We got tired of that sign, so we made up our own sign and put it up there when nobody was looking to read, intercom broke, please shout your order. People pull up like this. Let me shout your order. I want a number 3! Hello! It says shout. Man, we had so much fun with that one. After a while, we just started making up all kinds of random signs just to see how far people would take it. You're like, free Whopper if you can lay a patch of tire rubber from here to the second window. Yeah. Sit! Huh? What do you call that? Huh? Looks like a Whopper to me.
John Reap on drive-thrus. Did you ever do practical jokes like that when you were a kid?
I'm sad to say that I didn't, but not too much. It's kind of fun. It's good to live a little.
It is good to live a little. I mean, you know, gosh.
I love how the intercom was broke.
I mean, the intercom is broke.
It's not broken. It's broke. Intercom broke.
The only thing that I remember, you know, because he was talking about Burger King, was when, you know, growing up, I remember getting a new car, and it was a Gremlin. My dad got it for me. I mean, do you remember the Gremlins?
I do.
They were so ugly.
Yes.
Like, I had a green one with stripes on it. My father got me a Gremlin.
Oh, sounds like my first car.
Well, that wasn't my first one. But anyway, so the thing that I remember most about Burger King, this really doesn't have anything to do with drive-thrus, but the Burger King thing got me thinking this morning when I was listening to this cut. That is where I had had the car for maybe a couple weeks, and we went... It actually wasn't my fault, but I got in an accident at Burger King, because that was like the Central High hangout on DW Highway. That is where everybody hung out. It was like the place to go. After 11 o'clock, the whole parking lot was filled with all Central High students and stuff. And I was with my friend Judy, and Judy and I are in the Gremlin, and we were coming through the intersection, and someone ran a red light and hit us, smashed us, and I got in a big car accident right there at Burger King. I mean, we were all okay. Everybody was all okay, but Dad had to come, and they totaled my Gremlin. I was happy.
I was going to say, it's probably a good thing. Mine was a brown with stripes Datsun
B210. A B210. I remember those.
Yep. That was mine. It was not nice.
Going down memory lane. Drive-thrus. Okay. You know what? You're listening to Food for Thought, and we're on 107.7 FM, WTPLFM.com, powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. We are also live at the Beacon Building right in downtown Manchester at 814 Elm Street. We're going to go on a short break, and we'll be back with some more comedy cold cuts. Stay tuned.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
For Thought with Carol and Mike, and in for Mike today is Tracy Gregoire. We are live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester, and we are on 107.7 FM, WTPLFM.com. You can stream us right over your computer, powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And let's continue with our comedy cold cuts. Drive-through orders takers have probably dealt with stories like this before, from comedian Chris D'Elia. This is funny.
That's how all my friends get drunk, and then at the end of the night, they want to get fast food. That's a move, man. But I'm never more annoyed than when I'm at the drive-through and there's drunk people in the back seat, right? It's so annoying, man, because they always order better than you. You know what I mean? Like, first of all, it's easy. I got it. Second of all, I'm the sober one, so you relax, okay? There's always somebody in the back just like, hey, give me a 7. I want a 7. I want a, tell the guy I want a 7. Tell the guy, hey, you tell him to tell the guy I want a 7. Shut up. Shut up. Why? Why would I be quiet? Why? You know what? Maybe if I didn't want 7, then I'd be like, but I do. I do. I want a 7. Shh, be quiet. Why? I already ordered the 7. If you order the 7, then we're going to get 2 7s. I don't want 2 7s. I don't want 2 7s. I want 1 7, okay? Maybe if I wanted 2 7s, I would get a 14, okay? But I don't. I don't want that. You do the math. I don't want that. I want to stop that. Be quiet. You're not even at the drive-thru yet. You're at a red light on Canal Street.
Oh, boy. That was comedian Chris D'Elia, drunk drive-thru.
You know, I bet that is for people who have to work at places like that at that time of night. I bet it's quite fun for them.
It must be hilarious.
Somebody could probably write a book.
They probably could
come through.
I mean, that, you know, of course reminds me of, you know, being at the Red Arrow Diner in the middle of the night. And, you know, of course my third shift people do deal with some drunk people. So
we have some good stories too.
We have, it is, you know, we should have one of the wait, well, actually my son does do third shift on Thursday, Friday and Saturday night at the Red Arrow Diner in Manchester.
Stories.
And the stories that he'll come home and tell me, it's pretty crazy. It's kind of...
You could have a segment.
We could have a segment. I think that we could. Drunken segments.
I have watched, I know many people have probably seen this on the internet, people playing pranks, so kind of combining the last two comedy cold cuts,
yeah,
into one, that they will drive, they will go through the drive-thru with, like, a shirt pulled up over their head so it looks like there's no head, or they'll lay all the way back so it looks like the car's driving through with nobody in it. And it is hilarious to watch the people's reactions in the restaurant or whatever
hilarious.
They're in. Yeah. And they're like, you know, come look at this. It is, yeah, it's there. You should Google it sometimes and watch them. They're hilarious.
You know, isn't it fun watching those videos like that?
Yes.
Daryl and I do that all the time. I mean, we'll sit, you know, have coffee in the morning and, you know, we're on our pads and it's so fun. Last Friday night, we stayed home and we watched an hour and a half of puppy ones, like with the puppies. And then did you see the ones when the puppies are guilty, like if they've done something wrong?
No. I have not.
You have to Google it.
Okay.
One of them, they have like a few episodes of it. Benny the dog. Google Benny the dog getting reprimanded.
Okay.
Hilarious. I mean, you should see him. He cries. The dog cries. I'm not kidding. But let's throw out a trivia. And we have some great prizes. We actually have gift certificate from Puerto Vallarta Mexican Grill. We have a gift certificate to Red Arrow Diner. And we also still have some 5-pound flour from King Arthur Flour. So this is a great package. And it's a trivia on McDonald's, but, you know, it kind of goes with the theme today with the drive-thrus and all. So McDonald's is the world's largest distributor of what?
Mm.
Okay. McDonald's is the world's largest distributor of what? 866-823-1077. Again, 866-823-1077. McDonald's is the world's largest distributor of what? Do you have any ideas without saying anything?
I won't. I have a couple of ideas.
I never would have guessed this.
Oh, so it's not what I'm thinking probably then.
Maybe. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But so this morning when I was going through, you know, just getting ready for things, I found this recipe. Because, you know, I am thinking healthy. I've been eating healthy and, you know, doing my workouts and all that stuff. And this is cauliflower pizza crust.
Mm.
Isn't that cool?
I've seen different ways to make pizza crust, but I haven't seen that one.
Doesn't that look fantastic?
It does.
And, you know, I'm telling you, it says 10 minutes to prepare, 20 minutes to cook, and it serves 4. I mean, it sounds really, really simple.
And you don't get the carbs.
And you don't get the carbs. Mm-hmm. I am really, really anxious to try this, but it's 12 ounces of cauliflower florets, and it says fresh or frozen, I got my staple there, half a cup of shredded reduced-fat Italian blend cheese, 2 teaspoons of Italian herb blend, a pinch of cayenne, mm-hmm. which I would do probably a couple pinches, you know, and 1 egg white beaten, and you will, you know, when you read recipes, it's like, I'll have this on our website. I'll have it on our Food for Thought website as well as our Facebook page. But it sounds really, really easy. And then you put it on a sheet pan after mm-hmm. and throw your stuff on it and boom. It sounds really, really
good.
It
does sound good.
Doesn't
it? I'm always looking for different ways to make. We make a lot of different kinds of pizza in our house, and we make like a hummus. Speaking of hummus, we make a hummus pizza.
No way.
We do.
Hummus pizza?
Regular crust, so it's not so healthy. But I like to get the artisan-type bread crust.
Yeah. And maybe then, like the whole wheat or whole grain.
Exactly,
exactly.
And then I spread it with hummus, and you could honestly put anything that you want. We like to make it and cut it up and put it in a big tray and take it to the beach so we can just cut, because it's cold. And you can heat it up and melt the cheese if you like, but we like it cold. We put the hummus and chicken, chop up chicken, avocado, because I love avocado.
Love
tomato,
avocado.
Feta, typically. And you could put anything you want on it. I love goat cheese on it.
Basically putting the hummus instead of the pizza sauce.
Yep.
Oh my goodness. And you put cheese on it too, and then you cook it and everything.
And if we don't cook it, if we take it to the beach or take it outside someplace, I just put feta. I don't put any mozzarella or anything on it. But if we want to have it warm, then in addition to the feta, because I like cheese, we'll put a little mozzarella over the top and just warm it up just enough to melt the cheese on
right.
it and crisp the crust a little bit.
Well, and you could still, like, see, I think I would like to have it baked and then even, you know, have it cold to take to the beach or something. What a great snack.
Yep. So yummy.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Okay, listeners, we have a great package up. We have a Porta Vallarta gift certificates, Red Arrow gift certificate, and a 5-pound sack of flour from King Arthur Flour. McDonald's is the world's largest distributor of what? 866-823-1077.
So I have an interesting little idea that I never knew you could do, and you may already be aware of this. A couple of things, actually, but one of them, did you know that you could make bread in a crock pot?
Really?
You
no,
can.
Never knew that.
So it is actually...
Do you have a crock pot?
I do. I don't use it. You don't even have a crock pot?
I don't. My daughter cooks a lot in her crock pot, so I want to hear this recipe.
Okay, so slow cooker rosemary pull apart rolls.
Ooh.
And we can post this as well if you want. Do you have a caller?
We do have a caller. So
let's do that
let's
first.
Let's take caller. Okay, we have Pete on the line. Hi, Pete. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Very good. Very good. So McDonald's is the world's largest distributor of what?
The pickles?
No, it's not pickles. That's a good guess, though.
Yeah.
That is a really good guess, actually. But
Thank you.
I'm sorry. It's not pickles. Thank you. All right. So McDonald's is the world's largest distributor of what? And it's not pickles. 866-823-1077. Take a guess.
So, all right. So while we're waiting, you basically, you know, put all the ingredients in and, you know, mix them all up. I won't go into all the details about that. But the secret is you line. Remember when we were speaking of parchment paper?
Yes.
You line the crock pot with parchment paper. You ball up the dough and then in balls, and then you place them into the crock pot.
Like the bottom, like?
Yeah, just sitting on the
sitting
parchment
on top
paper.
Of the parchment.
And then they bake together because they'll all be touching, but because you put them in balls, then they become like pull apart rolls. The only thing it won't do is brown the top. So when you're done, I guess it takes about 2 hours. You do an hour one way and then an hour you have to do, an hour on low and then an hour on high.
Okay.
And then you put it in the oven for just a couple minutes to brown the top, and you have pull apart rolls. So if you're making a big dinner and your oven's full with other things, you can make rolls in a crock pot. Who knew?
I think that is a really cool idea. And it makes sense. You take the parchment paper, you just take it right out and then put it right into the oven. Like just have it like, you know,
brown the top and you're done.
That is a really cool idea.
And these happen to be rosemary. And so she said that the smell of the rosemary just fills the whole room as well.
Wow. Sounds delicious. And we have caller Jeff on. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Good. And yourself?
Very good. What are you up to today?
Running around, doing some errands, banking and so forth right now.
There you go. And you're listening to Food for Thought. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that McDonald's is the largest distributor of French fries.
Oh, see, no, it's not French fries.
We were on the same page, Jeff. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, it's not French fries, Jeff. Sorry.
That's all right. I know they're good. I try not to eat them because they're not
good. I know.
You know,
McDonald's really has the best French fries, and I have to stay away from them. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'll listen to see what the correct answer is. Keep up
all
the good
right.
work.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. McDonald's is the world's largest distributor of what? It is not pickles and it is not French fries. 866-823-1077. And you know what? I'm just going to give a hint before we get to the top of the hour. And, you know, people, you can put your thinking caps on. I'm going to tell you, well, I don't know if I should. Well, I said I would, so I have to. It is. Okay. Okay. Well, okay.
We're going to just go to a break first?
We're going to go on a break, and then when we come back, and yes, we'll be back. Stay tuned.